Welcome to Voicing Our Values, a series of podcasts about progressive message framing. This is the 11th segment entitled How to Talk About Social Services. I'm Bernie Horn, the Senior Director for Policy and Communications at the Public Leadership Institute, a nonpartisan nonprofit organization that seeks to help progressive lawmakers and advocates, particularly at the state and local levels of government. Please take some time to look around our website, www.publicleadershipinstitute.org. In addition to the Voicing Our Values Messaging Handbook, you'll find the Progressive Agenda, which contains hundreds of policy ideas and more than 150 model bills, and our handbook for policy advocates called Preparing to Win, as well as much more. In our last podcast, number 10, we explained how to talk about public safety in a way to get around the problem of confirmation bias, explained in podcast 1. To persuade, you need to understand your audience's preconceptions and where you share common ground. To avoid triggering negative emotional reactions and confirmation bias, you must start from a point of agreement and provide voters with a bridge from their preconceptions to your solutions. Along the way, show that your policies are consistent with values that they already hold dear, and explain how they will benefit. All of this is designed to remind your listeners over and over again that you are on their side. The question now is, how do we apply this when talking about social services? Over the years, we progressives have been attacked by the right wing, quite effectively, as impractical bleeding hearts. We've been attacked as favoring the poor more than we favor the middle class. Am I right? So let me say right on the top of this podcast what progressives must do. When you're talking about social services, you must tell voters how your policies will help the whole community, not just the poor. So how do we do that? As we told you in podcast number 2, begin any argument in agreement with your audience. When you're talking about social services, you should say something like this: to make and keep our communities strong for all of us, we have to protect our neighbors who are in need, including children, the elderly, and the disabled. Now, first of all, that's true. And second, it starts you out with a better spin on social services. It gets people to understand that you're on the same side. Of course, progressives want to explicitly protect everyone who is poor or disadvantaged, and we should. But don't start the conversation there because it plays into the stereotypes about bleeding heart liberals. And then we want to use our values. What are progressive values when it comes to social services? How about security, safety, protection, quality of life, responsibility, and justice? When we use these values, people understand that we're on the same side. Now, before we go further, let's talk a bit more about stereotypes, because they're a real problem when you're talking about social services. Progressive policies often involve the delivery of services and programs. They require the active participation of government as a protector or manager or referee. You need Americans to accept government in these roles, but that can be a challenge. Progressives have to navigate a minefield of negative stereotypes and preconceptions about government. When you describe progressive social policies, what's the best way to talk about government services? The short answer is to avoid the processes of government and focus on the benefits. So you don't want to say language like government or bureaucracy, and certainly not Washington. You want to talk about public health and safety, about security, protection, and the other values that I listed. Why? Persuadable voters don't like government in the abstract. The words government and bureaucracy bring to mind scenes of unfairness, inefficiency, and frustration. So you don't want to provoke those negative associations. Similarly, don't call the federal government Washington unless you want to invoke a powerful negative reaction. Voters, however, like the results of government, public health and safety, public amenities, and a powerful entity mediating disputes and protecting residents from harm. So when you can, focus on the ends of government and avoid the means. In fact, avoid saying the word government altogether. Instead of government, talk about the community, or society, or America, or just we. When voters hear the word government, they may think of stereotypical examples of frustration. The surly health inspector, the incompetent tax helpline, or the slow as molasses department of motor vehicles. Instead of government, talk about how we, our community, or our society should protect children, the elderly, the disabled, or hardworking families who can't make ends meet. Government may not always be popular, but we are. People will understand what you're saying if you talk about we. And when you're talking about basic social services, you don't want to use language like welfare, social services, safety net, or entitlements. You want to say basic needs, basic living standards, necessities, assistance, support, can't make ends meet. Why is that? As you surely know, there's a strong stigma attached to the word welfare. Don't use the term. The stigma is connected to the idea that recipients of government assistance are lazy and/or cheaters. Whenever possible, avoid phrases like social services and safety net and instead talk about basics or necessities. Even more important than the way you describe social services programs is how you describe the people who receive services. So basically, you don't want to say beneficiaries or the poor or people in poverty or welfare recipients or even seniors. You want to say people in need of temporary assistance or children, people with disabilities, the vulnerable, or working families, working to provide for their families, or the elderly. Outside of the progressive base, it's difficult to convince Americans to support a policy that appears to benefit people other than themselves, their families, and their friends. So whenever possible, show voters that they personally benefit from your policy, even when the benefit is indirect. Argue that the policy is for us, not for them. When you can't avoid talking about aiding other people, make sure to describe them as deserving. You can explain that they are the vulnerable in society, such as children, the elderly, and people with disabilities, some of whom need assistance. When the recipients are adults, say that they are hardworking or want to work. And because the programs you support undoubtedly benefit them, freely use the word families. We are pro-family. The radical right is not. And as mentioned previously, persuadable voters are more strongly moved by a plea framed as protecting people from being denied benefits, necessities, or protections than one framed as giving them the exact same public service, especially when it's called a right or benefit. So, in general, don't say give rights or benefits. Say don't deny necessities or protections. Now, with that in mind, how could we put it all together into a narrative? Here's a sample narrative about social services. The United States is the richest nation on earth. We're the shining city on a hill. That means we have the responsibility to protect people in need, including children, the elderly, the disabled, and victims of natural disaster or crime. But also it means we need laws and programs that support every American who works hard and plays by the rules. This strengthens our economy and our society. It makes a better community for all of us. See how that narrative emphasizes how beneficiaries are worthy of help and how social programs help all of us. For more specific ways to answer right-wing arguments, please refer to our book, Voicing Our Values, available on the PLI website. In future podcasts, we'll show how to use our 5 basic rules of persuasion to debate many other issues. In the meantime, do us a favor and recommend the Voicing Our Values series of podcasts to your friends. Best to you!